The number you have dialed has been changed.
Hello, besties. Sahar mdankum. Welcome back to Chitchats with Nidal, the show that explores the ups and downs of self-development journey, self-discipline, relationships, wellness, X, Y, and Z. Again, your host, Nidal, and I know I've been MIA as lots of things have been happening in my life and not necessarily in a negative route. I mean, I decided that to work on my social media development journey, I gotta start first with organizing my real life. So I took my career path to the next level, which is a thing I'm so proud of. I occupied many vacancies and high ranked positions, of which I'm so proud. And this by itself is content material that I'm definitely going to mention in the episodes to come. And know that everything's going well, back to this very safe space that I'm trying and aiming to co-create with you. Before we dive into the main topic, I wanted to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Interspace. Without their support, this podcast continuation wouldn't be possible. If you're interested in any language service or solution, make sure to check them out through all their platforms. Now, let's get started. Today, we'll be discussing a topic that can be tough for many of us. The notion that friendships don't last forever and why that's definitely okay. We've all heard saying that friends come and go, but when a close friend, let alone a group of them, starts to drift apart, it can be hard not to be taken personally. And today we are going to emphasize why that isn't always the case, or at least why it shouldn't be, and how we can move on from friendships that may have run their course. So speaking about friendships, specifically shitty friends, caring too much about people who don't care about you, friendship breakups, and how to get over a friendship that's simply ending. And let's be honest, friendship breakups sometimes hurt even way more than breaking up with a significant other hits or does. Because you kinda expect a significant other to let you down if you have trust issues like myself. Because people usually at the trial phases of relationships with those individuals, be they girls or boys, they be like, yeah, you're a fuck boy, you're a fuck girl, it's weird. And you're probably gonna screw up my entire life, ruin my life, and that's low-key fun and kinda exciting. It's traumatic too. Fuck me. I mean, but friends are supposed to be your bitches, your ride or dies, you know, right? And we are getting to it. The first thing I want to talk about is feeling like you're being put on the Avon boutique of your friendships, okay? You're putting so much time and so much effort, but you're not getting anything in return. Like, you text your bestie and you're either getting ignored or replied at after a week. But you're seeing them at the same time liking Ed Sheeran pictures on Instagram. And they don't even like Ed Sheeran. I mean, who does? So you like Ed Sheeran pics on Instagram, but cannot text your bestie back. Right. I'm being overdramatic right now because it has never happened to me. It cannot happen to me in any way. But I observed similar things happening between friends in common. So I'm sorry, Ed Sheeran. This is just like for analogy purposes. You're not gonna listen to this, definitely, but I don't mean it. Maybe I do. Anyways. Or let's talk about those friends who would like to exclude you from events and stuff and call you only when it's convenient, you know what I mean? And then blaming you for missing out at the same time. And you'll be like, how the heck am I supposed to know that there is a plan when no one texted me or called me? Was I supposed to show up through telepathy? Like uninvited? I mean, that's the worst, especially when you're the person who's always inviting them places. You're always coordinating, you're always making plans, always thinking about others and their feelings. I mean, fuck that to some extent. You're spending a lot of energy on friendships that don't even feel like friendships anymore. It feels like a burden, and guess what? You are the burden. I honestly felt this way about the last friends group that I had. And up since I decided I won't do groups anymore, but rather individuals, and I really wish that that would be the last group I ever would have. I felt like I'm always giving and giving and giving, but never getting anything in return. And I shamelessly, I mean fortunately, vocalized this. Otherwise, I would have been blown out or something like that. And I really think we should hold friends accountable the same way we hold significant others. If a dating interest isn't texting you and is treating you bad and is going 24/7 out with their homies, girlies, and is lying about what they're doing, ditching plans with you, your friends are definitely gonna say to you like, girl, dude, they are not that into you. You deserve way better. What are you doing? Move on. He's a fuckboy. So why are we letting the same friends do this to us? When a significant other does this, it's so easy to figure out that they don't care about us. They don't value us. Well, they may do, but not to the extent where you make them an important person in your life. So why do we let our friends do this? I personally, up since the last group experience, I'm not alone with that anymore in my life. I would rather be alone. Avec plaisir. At least when you're alone, you don't get demonized or someone makes you feel like you're being annoying or cruel, and that's shitty. Because you shouldn't be feeling this way or annoying around your real friends. You shouldn't hang out alone because your friends are being idiots and are forcing you to be alone. It's okay to have your alone time. Oh, I love alone time. I love having my alone time and getting to connect with my own self and being with my own company, but by choice, not because some idiot is treating me like ass and that I don't stand another option. That shouldn't be the situation, that shouldn't be the norm, and friends shouldn't treat you like that. But I truly think one of the issues that many people have is that we get ourselves stuck in that position because we meet most of our people and friends at school or even college, and you know, you become friends with those people because you have similar interests or schedules, you're in the same classes and you just post together, and it just makes sense. But when you finish from school, a lot of people hold on to those friendships because that's all they got, or maybe that's all they know. And you know, you form that attachment for people without even realizing it. And I say it again, it's okay to keep those friendships if they work out and if they are still healthy. But most of the time, let's be honest to say that they don't. And you just outgrow people, and that's definitely okay. And that's an issue I found myself running into when I held on to high school friendships. And now that I'm almost a college graduate, that's a lot of freaking time for things to change, right? I mean, think about yourself 6 months ago. I guarantee you've changed a lot since that time. So now imagine yourself 6 years ago or even more, an entirely different person. So if you don't click with that friend anymore, whomever in your mind, no matter how dear they previously felt, it's definitely okay. You are not the same person you were when you were friends with them anymore. And you just don't have anything in common anymore other than having gone to the same school, lived in the same town, or you had mutual friends, or you just like to party together, as in my case. So what I fail to understand is why did I and why do other people still resist this change and letting go so much when it's people that no longer serve us? I mean, I realize that it's not easy to start over again. And unfamiliar, because again, I may seem so outgoing, confident, va-va-voom kind of person, but sometimes I feel anxious AF and don't do so well with meeting new people. I mean, I always say I want to hang out with other people, new people, but at the end of the day, I don't do very well with change. I mean, because I'm like, I have to small talk and open up again. Ugh, fuck it. I mean, we all love things to be comfortable, especially when it comes to social interactions and encounters, which lead us to sustain and bear all this toxicity lest we start all over again from zero. I mean, which seems like a lot of work, but trust me, it's still better than bearing a bunch of unsupportive idiots. I gotta relax. One of the things that I'm learning and I'm in the process of working on is if I keep allowing people into my life who don't care enough about me and don't align with who I am as a person, with my identity and whatever I entail, I'm just gonna run in the circle of only having similar stupid people. And who wants that? So lately I came to the conclusion that life is all about resources, and in my opinion and on a realistic note, those are very limited, no matter how someone tries to convince me that there is abundance, but no, they're limited. And I personally wanna orient time which is in my case my most valuable resource, to genuine people, those who love to be around me and love me, and not use me for other purposes, those are many. I want to go on coffee dates, I want to go thrifting, I want to go look at art and comfortably talk irrelevant shit. I want to go on dinners and listen to Lana Del Rey, and I will. There would be, or there actually are already, dozens of people in my circle who'd love to be there and would love to be all of those things with me. But it will never happen until I let go of the people who made it clear they aren't interested anymore. Why am I saving room for people who want to do shit that I don't want to do, and shutting and closing at the same time the same room for those who actually are interested? It doesn't add up. And if it does, I'm just being a dumb bitch. Sometimes you're gonna look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm powerful. I'm the best shit ever. I mean, it's good, but it's also good to look at the mirror and say, hey, you're being a dumb bitch. And I, in 2021, was being that. Being the nerd I am, I have to say that studies have shown that the average person has only, what, five close friends in their lifetime. While that number might seem small to me and you, it's a fucking testament to the fact that it's not about the quantity of friendships we have, but rather the quality. It's perfectly normal to have friends come and go throughout our lives, and it's important to cherish the memories we've made with them. And if you're about to ask me, how do we move from friendships that might have run their course, I would say one way is to focus on the positive memories we've shared, rather than dwelling on what we may have lost. Another is to stay open to new friendships and experiences, sometimes forcing them? I wouldn't say that. And knowing that each one can teach us something new about ourselves and the world around us. What's most important, listen to me besties, is to be true to ourselves and our own values, even if that means moving from a friendship that no longer serves us. I mean, we can still care for and support those people from afar. It doesn't necessarily mean implying hate or disdain, but we don't have to sacrifice our own happiness or growth for the sake of holding onto a relationship that has already run its course. With me getting super thirsty and all of this being said, I think that's all for today's episode of Chit Chats. Remember, besties, friendships, including that of you and me, may not last forever, but the lessons we learn from them can stay with us for a lifetime. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave me a DM review on Instagram. And until next time, I'm Nidal, and this has been Chit Chats.